Now time for, yes, to introduce the guests for a Tuesday. We have the one, the only, Hannah Banana Barker. Good morning, Hannah.
Morning, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you, Nana. And you weren't in last week. Have you got a message, have you got a letter from your mum saying why you weren't coming, why you weren't in?
You're not my teacher.
You'll go to the back of the class, you will, right? And Josh, Josiah, can I call you Sire?
Yeah, you can.
Sire, Sire is in, your lordship.
We are not worthy.
No. I am.
No, you're not.
You're not my teacher.
All right, then, so we start as ever with, you know, ask me anything. So, have you actually asked this question? Are we aware of the question that you're asking? Because normally you blurt it out before, don't you? Because you can't keep a secret. So are we aware of this question? Go on,
yeah.
Hit us with your question, Nana.
What is the meaning of life to you?
Oh, crikey. What is the meaning of life to me?
Yeah.
Sire?
Mine's simple, but it's a reference. Because mine's 42.
Yeah, we might have to explain it, because I don't know what you're talking about at all.
It's a Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy reference.
Did you know that, Banana?
No, but I did like it.
Okay, so can you just explain what 42 is in simple terms?
In Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, this future religion and people make this supercomputer,
right?
That is supposed to be able to figure out the meaning of life, and it spends millions of years deciding what it is, and at the end it just has a conversation like, you're not gonna like this, like, you've got to tell us the answer, but the answer is 42. That's it.
That's
the answer to life, the universe and everything. The computer did all the sums over millions of years and the answer was 42.
42, that doesn't really answer your question though, does it?
Yeah, it is. What's the answer to life? It's 42.
The meaning of
life is 42.
Come on, you ask the question. What's yours?
Relationships.
Relationships. Mm. Right. Okay.
I mean, yeah, everyone got a relationship of someone. I mean, you got a relationship. Everyone's got loads of relationships.
All right. My relationship with food and drink, then. That's the answer for life. Because if you ain't got no food and drink, you don't live very long. That's it. That's simple, isn't it?
That's an answer to life. You got to eat.
Yeah, that's it. Never mind your 42 malarkey, whatever that means. Okay, so who's next? You got a question, Joe? Have you got one this week, Sire?
Oh, I'm trying to remember it. What's your best quality?
What is your best quality? So, Banana, what is your best quality?
Making people smile.
Oh. See, right on cue, right on cue. Your best quality.
You might be here for a while with Ian.
To be honest, I don't know what my... Perhaps other people should tell me what my best quality is. I don't know. I have no idea. I'm guessing I'm a nice person. I'm a lovely person.
We both laughed at that.
I tell my wife all the time. I say, you are such a lucky girl because you've got this on tap. You got me.
You are a grumpy person.
I wonder what you were going to say then. I'm a grumpy person.
Yeah, because morning, you were moaning and groaning.
I am on the warpath. I'll be honest with you. I am on the warpath. There are people that have let me down once again, and the place is a bit of a mess, a bit of a tip. There was leaves all over the front door this morning, and inside, I'm not very happy. Okay, but 9 times out of 10, I'm a happy-go-lucky chappy. Most of the time.
9 times out of 10, don't you hear me? 5 times out of 10.
Yeah, maths was never your strongest point, was it?
No.
same question to you, Joe. What is your best quality?
I don't have one.
You don't have one? Well, maybe it's up to us to say what your best quality is.
I don't need this.
Your best quality is kind of being too laid back.
Too laid back.
If that's a quality. Yeah, too laid back.
Yeah.
You're way laid back.
Yeah, I think I am.
You drove in today, didn't you?
Yeah.
I bet you navigate by the stars, don't you, when you come in? Because you're so laid back in the car.
No, yeah. That's... No.
I bet you are. Okay, so it's my question now, yeah?
Yeah.
What was the last thing you cooked for someone? Proper cooked. What was the last thing that you cooked for someone?
Spaghetti bolognese.
Sorry, what was that? Sorry, I was asking. Sorry, spaghetti bolognese. Yeah. So you cook not out of a tin?
No.
No. So you cooked it proper, like mince, chopped up the onions, chucked in your stuff, your spices and stuff.
Yeah.
You did the pasta as well. You did all of that.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. Are they still alive? Those people. Was there a food poisoning outbreak in Shankill a while ago? When did you cook this this meal?
In college, a couple of weeks ago.
Have they had to shut the college down since then? All right, well, good for you. Good for you. Was it nice?
I can cook, you know.
All right, okay. Same question to Sire.
I don't know. I don't cook. I'm not good at it.
You don't. Come on. What's the last? You must cook something. Toast.
Probably back in what toast? You used like that. Like, probably toast a while ago.
Is that it? Toast.
Like what were you doing when you're married?
Is that a proposal? We've never had one of them on there before.
No. Yeah, will you please marry me? No.
There you go. There you go, Joe. I bet you've never been proposed before live on air, have you?
I don't know.
My wife did do it.
Anyway, no, I just...
Reheat
meals.
If you want my husband, I won't. Do any of the cooking.
Alright, so she's not going to do any of the cooking, knowing full well that you can only do toast.
I'm not expecting other people to do it. I'll just reheat something.
Okay. When was the last time you actually cooked something?
Probably back in high school.
Like, okay, and what did you cook?
I have no idea. It was probably like year 9.
Wow. And you haven't done any cooking since then.
It's like, have you ever seen that episode of The Simpsons where he puts cereal and milk in a bowl and it sets fire? That's me.
That's you. So you're that bloke that you let slip a couple of weeks ago that you want a fridge that walks towards you.
Yeah.
You haven't cooked for years.
Yeah.
Wow. It's incredible. Anyway, the last thing I cooked was chicken noodle last week. We've run out of time.